I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
When it comes to fashion tips, he's never stingy, and her sex talk with her mom was very cringy. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jackie Goldschneider and Brad Goreski now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Look at you, Livewires. Hey, everybody. Party it up in that second square, you two. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who knows his fabrics and another who is cut from a different cloth. Please welcome Real Housewife of New Jersey, Jackie Goldschneider. Hey, Jackie.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Andy.
Great to see you. And my next guest is gearing up to co-host live from E! Oscars pre-show this Sunday beginning at 3 p.m. And if they gave out Oscars for housewife lip syncs, he'd be a shoo-in. It's our friend Brad Goreski. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Andy. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Brad.
Jackie, I'm sure it was awkward to relive your feud with Teresa this season. But you're going to have to do it one more time because I need to start with Brad's epic lip sync of your fight from the season premiere. Watch this.
I did not spread a rumor. I heard a rumor.
Okay, well, you know what? I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties.
You should never go out and
throw something at me.
You're
I'm living the life that you want to live.
What is going on?
I win.
What do you think, Jackie? How did he do?
His commitment to the details is what got me. The jacket nameplate was everything.
Also, you know, one thing you didn't cover, Brad, and Jackie, you've gotten a lot of heat for it online, is your extensions, people feel, have been off this season. Brad, is this something that's on your radar?
No, I actually never noticed.
Jackie?
Oh, my goodness, at the Jersey Shore, I had that Jewish girl hair going on.
There you go.
I think your hair looks good.
What do you think of her acid wash off the shoulder?
Love it. I absolutely love it. Really good. We've got a top sleeve going on too, Andy. Good. Good stuff, Jackie.
Jackie, after everything that you have been through with Teresa this season, it's great to see that you two have seem like you've landed in a good place. Until the reunion, but tonight at Jennifer's, it had to break your heart seeing what she was going through with her mom not being there.
Yeah, and I actually thought about that before the party. I said, I wonder if Teresa's going to bring one of her daughters or something. I felt really bad for her. It's hard to watch someone be heartbroken and not feel bad, even if you're, you know, not in the best place.
Yeah.
But Christian F. said, Jackie, be honest. Do you think Margaret was a bit too quick to go after Jennifer without hearing her out tonight, especially since Jen had an apology for her?
I think, you know, Margaret has a lot of history with Jennifer of not having the best communication. So I think that Margaret was assuming that Jennifer was just going to stick her foot in her mouth again. And maybe that's why. But yeah, I think it was a nice apology from Jen.
By the way, we shot the reunion. What did you think, Jackie?
I was very happy with it. I think there was a lot of good drama, but I was very happy with it.
Okay, good. I was too. Well, while Brad's housewife impersonation videos have him wearing plenty of wigs, what I'm about to do next will require him to put on his thinking cap. Brad, we're going deep on Jersey, and I want to start with the question of the season. Even though it was an analogy, did Jackie cross the line by bringing up Gia and et cetera?
Well, you know, I think maybe the analogy was a good way to go, but maybe Gia, since it cuts so straight to the core of Teresa, maybe wasn't the best route to go, but I totally understood what was going on.
Margaret was very upset with Jennifer for getting hammered at Teresa's pool party. What did you think?
I thought it was such a great scene. It made amazing TV.
That is true. What's your take on Dolores and David's somewhat unusual relationship? Are they meant to be?
I don't know. You know, Dolores seems happy and, you know, I see. Yeah, I know. Two thumbs down. I don't know what's really happening there. I love Dolores this season, though. Her interview looks are, like, just killing me. They're so good.
What did you think of Joe Gorga blowing up at Melissa down at the shore for walking ahead of him instead of waiting?
I love Joe and Melissa, so I hate seeing them fight. I thought it was a little, like, I thought it got a little blown out of proportion, and I'm really happy to see Melissa following her dreams and doing all the things that she wants to do.
Do you believe a very horny Teresa when she says she and her new beau are taking it slow? Or do you agree with the Marge?
I do not think they're taking it slow.
Right.
She looks so happy. I'm so happy for her happiness, but that is definitely somebody who's having a really nice honeymoon phase.
Did you believe Margaret's claim that Joe B. only heard her and employees discussing the rumor, or do you think he really heard it in town?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how chatty people are in Jersey, so I'm not sure exactly, but I feel like he definitely heard something.
Jackie, you were satisfied with the answer that they gave you that night that you heard about it, right?
That the night at the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was satisfied. I mean, I trust Joe B. and I trust Margaret, so I'm going to believe them.
Brad, is Joe Gorga right to be so triggered by Teresa defending Joe Giudice after everything he put their family through?
I do think so, yeah. I think that kind of needed to happen to get them into, you know, to kind of break that bubble of Joe Giudice and also just letting them kind of, you know, move forward in a different direction, because Teresa seems so happy right now, and it's kind of like, leave the past in the past. Let's kind of create a whole new, you know, a whole new kind of life together as brother and sister.
Thank you, Bradley. Well, maybe it's the new man in her life, or maybe all the pineapple has gone to her head. But Teresa finally apologized to Jackie a few weeks ago, and I don't want to jinx it. It seems like they're kind of in a good place now. But I'm curious to know if Jackie thinks anything she's done as a housewife is worthy of some atonement. We're going to find out with apology or not from me. Okay, Jackie, should you apologize to Teresa for asking her if she got her confidence in jail?
No, she was pounding me that night. She was asking for it.
Should you apologize to Evan for speaking so openly about the lack of oral sex in your marriage?
Maybe. Maybe I should. It's a little embarrassing for him.
Or maybe you should just blow him.
Maybe.
Should you apologize?
That would be his preferred alternative.
Yeah, I'm sure. Should you apologize to Jennifer for writing an article about the impact of spoiling children in a clear reference to her?
No, because I said that her children are wonderful and not spoiled.
Should you apologize to Margaret for telling her that her husband's an asshole?
Yes. because I think that set her off. I think I could have spoken a little more gently about it.
Should you apologize to Teresa for saying she should stick her olive branch up her ass?
No, because that was not an olive branch. Putting me on a group text after you spread a rumor that my husband was cheating is not an olive branch.
All right. Well, listen.
Oh, but those curtain bangs. I should apologize to the world for those curtain bangs.
Brad agrees. Should you apologize for serving pizza and handing out party favors from a big box at your son's birthday party?
No, that's the best kind of party. A driveway, some basketballs, pizza. Yeah, we all know I got money. I don't have to blow it in everyone's face, right?
The audience is giving you thumbs down. Should you apologize to Dolores for taking such offense to her comments about your upbringing last season?
No, I think that's very offensive. She was not there when I was growing up, so she doesn't know anything about my upbringing.
Should you apologize to your guests at Evan's second birthday party for telling them so many times to tell Evan they know he didn't cheat? That seemed a little wild. You kept saying you wanted to start fresh, and then you kept bringing it up.
I know, because I knew that they had just spent 4 days in Lake George talking about it, and I didn't have a voice in that conversation. So this was my one shot to make sure everyone knew and to make sure Evan felt comfortable and knew his friends supported him. And I think I went a little overboard.
All right. There you go. I do too. Okay. Thank you very much, Jackie. I want to take some questions from our virtual audience. Kelly has a question for Jackie.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
What do you think about the recent drama between Joe Giudice and Melissa? And specifically, we want to know your thoughts on what Joe and Melissa said on Watch What Happens Live when they said that Teresa's Joe was just using her for swipe-up money.
I like your wallpaper, by the way. Jackie, what do you think about the Teresa, Joe, Melissa drama?
I think that Joe Giudice does use their names for swipe up money. And I think it's really uncomfortable for them because they can't really, you know, come back at him because it's, according to Teresa, disrespecting her children. So they're in a tough spot.
Yeah, we got into it pretty heavy at the reunion, I will say. Mm-hmm. Here's Amber with a question for Brad.
Hi, Andy, ooh. Brad, and Jackie. Oh, well. I just got married, and now I'm eligible to be a housewife.
Wow, I'm assuming you didn't marry the gentleman that's sitting next to you.
No, he was my bridesmaid.
Oh, wow, look at his so cleavage.
Hot. Look at those outfits.
What's your question? Ah, there's a party in that box over there.
It is. Our question is for Brad. So, Brad, what were your thoughts about Colton Underwood coming out and then getting backlash after immediately getting a Netflix series?
I think anybody, you know, living their truth is a really great thing. And, you know, everybody's coming out journey is different. And, you know, I'm happy that he, you know, came to that decision and realization, and you know, welcome to the club.
Brad, who's that black dress for behind you that we see right there? It's so pretty. Who made that?
It's for me. No, I'm just kidding. We have a fitting, a couple fittings after. It's for Jenna Dewan.
Oh, I love. Please send her our regards. We love her at Watch What Happens Live. Brad, Pat D wants to know if you have a favorite Housewives clip that you've reenacted.
Oh my God, there are so many of them. I think maybe my favorite was the table flipping scene I did of Teresa.
Yeah, that was really good. Jackie, Caitlin R. wants to know how your mom felt hearing you say that even the nice boys wanted a blowjob in the back of the car.
My mom is so open about sex and sexuality and everything, so she was cool with it. She doesn't care. Plus, it was so long ago, and she knows I don't do that anymore.
Oh, boy.
We all know.
Yeah, we do. Tonight, Jackie's son scolded her for owning a dress with naked people on it. But when it comes to this season's jersey fashion, I know Brad's ready to give us the naked truth. It's time to play fashion or trash, hon. Brad, tell us which one of the following jersey looks you loved and which ones belong in the garbage. Starting with Jennifer's hot pink jumpsuit and white fanny pack.
Fashion. Love.
Okay, Jackie, what did you think of that one?
It was pretty good in person.
Dolores' bedazzled confessional dress, Brad.
Couldn't be more obsessed. the hair. Someone get Dolores a hair campaign. I mean, come on.
Melissa's gingham pants and matching crop top.
I thought this was so, so cute and a little unexpected for Melissa Gorga.
Jackie, what did you think?
I loved it.
How about Jackie's orange jumpsuit?
Upset. So good. It looked really, really gorgeous on you, Jackie.
Who
I
made it,
that.
Jackie?
It was actually a top and bottom, not even a jumpsuit.
Oh, okay. There you go. Who made it?
Allison Olivia.
Margaret's pool party ensemble. Brad?
I'm going to say fashion. I love Marge's style. She just goes, oh my goodness, you guys really dislike it.
Okay. What about Teresa's angelic white dress for No-No's memorial?
Fashion. I loved it.
That How about Jennifer's colorful confessional with High Pony?
Oh, Jennifer. Yes. I love.
Jackie, what did you think of that one?
I don't love it as much as Brad does.
Okay. How about Melissa's silver sequins confessional, Brad?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. She's giving me so many J-Lo vibes this season. I love it.
Jackie, you into it?
Yeah, I love it.
What about Teresa's sexy pool party look?
Okay, I love the swimsuit because I would like a bedazzled swimsuit. The cover-up, I would have probably done like a more sheer chiffon flowy kind of disco number.
Yeah, I don't know about that fringe at the bottom. Okay. What about Jackie's bright confessional look with statement shoulder?
Love. I also love that blunt bob. Yes, all day long. Fashion.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Yay. Jackie, Wiley M wants to know your take on the night with the psychic. Do you generally believe things like that? And what was your reaction to seeing Dolores get more upset over her dog than hearing David might not be her soulmate?
I tend not to really believe in psychics, but I was open to it that night. But then again, everything she was saying, I was like, she found that on social media. She probably looked at that before she came. So I'm undecided. But with Dolores, she's such a dog person that I was not surprised.
Brad, reaction to the Beverly Hills trailer.
Oh, my God. You guys, the gifts just keep on giving. It looks like such a great season. I'm so excited about the new Housewives. I'm so excited about Kathy Hilton, Crystal, all of them. I just cannot wait for it to start.
Brad, what, by the way, it seems to be a big debate. Who do you think is more fashionable, Dorit or Erica?
Huh, that's a good question. Erica kind of, you know, Dorit likes to serve like designer looks, and Erica kind of like pulls from a bunch of different moods. So they're kind of different. I like both of their style. I've seen more of Dorit's on Instagram though. So she's a little bit more forthcoming with the looks because we know about all those photo shoots. So she looks like she's going to be turning it out this season. But I also know Erica, she loves to turn a look. So I look forward to see what she's going to wear.
Tomorrow night on For Real, the story of reality TV, Carson Kressley, Tabitha Coffey, Ty Pennington, Tom Felicia, and Bob Harper are joining me to spill all the secrets of Makeover TV. Join us tomorrow night at 9 on E! Jackie, Kate D wants to know, be honest, have you used the vibrator Teresa gifted you yet?
It's still at Melissa's Shore House. I never even took it home with me.
You left it. Brad, Jacqueline K wants to know how you managed to get your Teresa Giudice wig to almost perfectly match her hair from the table flip scene.
Honey, that's like a shake and go. I got that on Amazon.com.
Wow. And is it listed as Teresa table flip hairdo?
It might be now.
Right. Okay, it is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight's Jersey Yacht Party reminded me that anytime Real Housewives take to the high seas, the hijinks that ensue are sure to float your boat. Tonight, we are counting down the top 5 most memorable Housewives boating moments. Number 5 went from mild to spicy really fast. It's an overserved Ramona flirting with the owner of Hooters on his yacht on Scary Island.
Ramona's renewing her vows, and this is our little bachelorette weekend.
Woo! You sure you want to renew your vows?
Why? Do you want to marry me?
Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl.
Turtle time.
And then there was that time the Atlanta women went to Lake Lanier where a fight between Cynthia and Portia went overboard, and so did Kim Fields' snacks. That's number four. Number three found the Beverly Hills women far from home but very close to eating each other alive. Get on the junk boat in Hong Kong.
You don't talk enough. I say important sh**. You say too much boring sh**.
We did not make it very big, my friend.
Don't ever get in my face, Lisa.
F*** off.
That's not fair.
You don't need to talk for her, Lisa. You don't need to talk for her.
What is the matter with you?
Okay, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has nothing on the intense action sequence that was the New York women in Columbia. That's number four, two.
This is like taking a f***ing airplane with one propeller.
No, sit the f*** down. That's not funny. Oh, this is crazy.
All right, it's fine. You don't have a kid. You don't know.
This is really scary.
It's so bad. Our number one boat moment just so happens to include four of the most iconic words ever spoken on Bravo. We got the yacht. Roll the Luann and Tom engagement montage.
Wait, Sonia, we got the yacht.
We got the yacht.
It's a very large yacht. There's like three decks. The bedrooms are huge. This is for me and Tom.
This is for me and Tom. Okay, with all due respect, Lou, I think the last one counts as a maritime tragedy. I want to thank Jackie and Bad for being here. We will see you tomorrow night after the Summer House finale right at 10 o'clock. Go to our after show now on Twitter Live. Thanks, you two. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are back with Jackie from Housewives in New Jersey and Brad Goreski. You can see Brad on Sunday night on Live from E! Oscars beginning at 3 p.m. Sorry for the hiccup. Jackie, Joni K wants to know your honest opinion about the drama going on between Joe and Melissa.
I think they really are struggling with something now. I think Melissa's career is really big and Joe misses, you know, the old wife that he used to have at home. But I think they're going to find a way through it.
Isla D said, Brad, since Kaylee Cuoco ate pizza in her Golden Globes dress that you put her in, did she return it with any stains?
No, never. We're a classy joint here. I would have that dry cleaned before I sent it back.
What do you do? So that's what you do. If an actress sends a dress back with stains, you get it dry cleaned. But aren't the dresses, I mean, are they dry cleanable or you go to some special place?
We have a dry cleaner we work with. But yeah, I think it's nice since, you know, the designers are being very kind and loaning us their creations to take as good care of them as possible.
Jackie, Brenda S. wants to know if you noticed a shift in Teresa's behavior once you realized she was dating someone. Do you think that's why she dropped the fight with you at the shore?
I'm not so sure because she was already dating him when she started the rumor. So I'm not so sure.
All right, let's go back to the audience. Anybody have a question before we go? We got to go back to our guy in the pajamas, my gay friend who's naked under his pajamas.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
I'm
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey.
Since you're so, like, kiss-ass to Melissa and you don't give blowjobs, I was wondering if you give rim jobs.
Oh.
I don't even know what a rim job is.
Oh, boy. Oh, I mean, wow, I called on you again and you turned into a little nasty to our guests. Jackie, do you have a lot of tree huggers coming at you on Twitter?
I do, but I also have my fans.
There you go.
Not everyone's going to love you. It's all good.
There you go. Oh, now he's applauding. See that? You won him over. I know, honestly. Anyone else have a question that's not nasty? Yes, the woman on the top right. She looks quite lovely. Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Do you believe Frank and Dolores are soulmates?
Ugh, I love Frank, but I know that he did such awful things to Dolores early on in their marriage, like cheating on her when she was pregnant. So I can't in good faith want them to get back together.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Brad, are you excited about the Oscars this weekend?
I am. I'm excited to see, somewhat of a carpet happening. And also this idea of making it into a movie sounds very interesting. So virtual award season has been
horrible. Honestly.
It's been tricky, but I'm excited to kind of see things get a little bit more back to what we're used to, and I'm definitely ready for some glitz and glamour on the carpet.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be a carpet, and you'll be there starting at 3 on Sunday. And we can't wait. And Jackie, we will hang on for a whole lot more from you on the Housewives of Jersey. Thank you, too. Thanks, audience. For more,
click
around BravoTV.com. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.